I hereby call this meeting to order. Let's do the roll call.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Evans.
Present.
Mr. Shepherd.
Here.
Vice Chair Niemann.
Present.
Chair Weber.
Here.
It was Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have reached point D, general public comments. The general comment period is prior for subjects not included on the agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district. Each person is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes of speaking time. The board may not take actions on knowledge on this matter. In order to preserve the meeting decorum and the nature of general public comments, the board and staff are encouraged not to respond to statements or questions, but may make themselves available after the meeting. Is there anybody who would like to take advantage of the general public comment period? Please go ahead.
My name is Joe Pamplona, and I live here in Crescent City, and I have a boat in Harbor, a sports boat. And I am really concerned. I don't think it's the harbor, but it's the tenants, their charging systems. I cannot keep the sinks on my boat.
The sinks on your boat?
Yeah. This year it's crazy. I wish the harbor could do something about it, make an effort to check them out.
It's been a few years ago. We had Jerry go through the whole harbor and he checked the electrical, and the problems were addressed and taken care of by this negative actuator. What is it? What are they called? You know,
the isolation.
Isolation, yeah. And do you have one of those on your boat?
Do I have an isolator?
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, I've got one, but the boat next to me doesn't have one, and he has problems with his zincs, and I don't. So you know, it is somebody around you, of course.
Yeah.
And he's probably got an illegal battery charger running or something like that.
For sure.
So I think what we'll do is probably look into your slip and see who's around you and see what's going on.
I know there is.
Okay.
So
you know there is?
Oh yeah, I know there is. So I'm hoping
we have a policy that allows only marine grade battery chargers.
Exactly. So that's why I'm asking if there's a way the harbor could
address that individual.
Check the boats and hey.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Somebody else.
So the grand jury report says this harbor is running a $6 million deficit, spending far more than what you're bringing in. And I have to ask, does Cal OES and MARAD know about that? And is that why Sandy Moreno refuses to bring budgets forward until October? Did you know she's denying documents to elected officials? That's obstruction of official business. She was hired for bookkeeping, but now she's taking over public records. I have 4 CEPA requests in. May 17th is since May 17th, and not one word. And these are on financials. And folks, you can deny the public access to these all you want. It's going to come out. Mr. Evans, when you sit silent, that means you give your consent to all this misconduct that's going on in this harbor. And that means you're still responsible. The state of swatching, misappropriation of funds and abuse will lead to a state takeover of this harbor. Mark my words, when the state steps in and takes this harbor, it won't be because no one warned you. It's because you refused to listen. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Dean Giardino. I'm a retired Pelican Bay officer. I'm here to say, been here 5 years, I'm here to say I support what the board's doing. I hope to be an example of proper decorum and not call our harbor master a liar or throw a newspaper down like the associate editor did last meeting. So appreciate your guys' work and keep it up. And I plan to be an ambassador and promote this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sam Strait. Haven't gone a couple months now, and I thought that when I got back that that somehow you'd manage to sort out the multitude of issues that you have in the harbor. See that you may have made some progress, but the summer is slipping away, and I think that some speed is in order for you to start making decisions that is going to assure the citizenry of Delmarva County that the harbor will remain in the hands of citizens of Delmarva County and not someplace else. I truly wish that this becomes a fact and that we can clear up all of the sideshows that seem to have attracted or attached themselves to the harbor's business over the past 8-9 months. And I also understand that you're dealing with issues that have come before you that you're not directly responsible for. I'm hoping that some of those things, particularly those that were revealed in the grand jury report, no longer trouble the harbor and the way you operate. I'm hoping that you all can come together and function as a unit to improve infrastructure, to improve your economic output, to improve all aspects of harbor operation to the point where people in this community no longer hear the whispers that the harbor's going bankrupt, that we're headed for a devastating effect from the fact that the five of you have not, in the past 8-9 months, come together as a unit and seem to feel that at this point, I would have assumed that you would have gotten all your troubles behind you, or at least made an effort to get your troubles behind you, because you five are what will be the determining factor going forward. And it dismays me that you spend, or that some of you have spent time quibbling over who's the harbor master, what the staff is doing, whether or not the financial picture is accurate, whether or not there are...
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just appreciate your sense of comments.
Good morning, guys. Good afternoon, I guess. So I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired. I was hoping you guys would by now. It just boggles the mind that, you know, I've come in here several times and offered help, yet I don't get any phone calls back. I haven't seen any of you guys step up and say, hey, what can we do to make it better instead of just doing the same thing over and over again? The no notices, this, that, and the other. I came in here and asked for documents, got turned down, just wanted to review them, didn't want copies, was told I had to submit a request. Well, that's not what the law says. Mm-hmm. I can review them. And then, you know, whoever you did the ad hoc last week and or last meeting, and you know, you asked me to contact Commissioner Niemer if, you know, if I could help her out or something, and then I find out that she can't get documents either. How is it that harbor employees can deny commissioners access to your own documents? I don't even get that. I mean, it's just the fact that when I go home, it's like I can't get my head around how that even happens. And then not only that, but it's done by somebody that's contracting and not even an employee of the harbor. and doesn't work for Mike, works for you guys. How does that even happen? So, you know, I taught report writing and law enforcement stuff. I hate talking about myself, but, you know, for 30 years. And right now you've got a problem with the reports with your staff. And I offered help. Got told no. So, you know, if you don't want the help, that's fine, but you have the right to say no. It just doesn't make sense why you would do that. Anyway, there you go.
Thank you. Anybody else? Somebody online that would like to share? No. Okay. Seeing none, hearing none. We're moving over to point two. Consider and approve the issuance and proposed language of a request for proposals, RFP, seeking private investors for the improvement and potential redevelopment of 750 U.S. Highway 101, parenthesis, Bayside RV Park, and 159 Starbridge Way, Redwood Harbor Village.
I move to accept the RFP as submitted in today's package.
I'll second it.
Do we have anybody from the commissioners who would like to make a quick comment?
Quick? No. Comment? Okay. Page three. The Harbor Commission. And reserves the right to negotiate, evaluate, select a proposal at any time prior to the expiration of the 21-day window. I think we should extend that beyond the 21. We can make a decision after the 21 days.
Yeah, it says in the RFP that we can extend the 21-day window out.
Well, I'm talking about this paragraph. Because it's under the heading of timeline and submission. Thanks, John. On page four, probably says someplace out there, but we have a calendar of events. I think somewhere in there, we should talk about what the deadline for submission is. Just to say that in the book.
Yes.
Okay.
August 29th, right?
I think that the page eight under section four, properties offered for lease, you should also make mention of the fact that there are numerous underutilized areas within the harbor boundaries that are the harbor proper that can be developed and generate revenue. And we would encourage people, bidders or proposed applicants. We talked about those areas as well.
No, we're just talking about those properties that were described here.
That's what this RFP is.
This RFP is
this specific means.
For this project. But there would be other RFPs for those. Then.
Well, it'd be a good idea if somebody being on the RV parks can realize that they could expand the RV parks to areas that we've already talked about, and that could be part of their RFP. It's waiting for a year if you had with us.
Chairman, if I may, our bylaws state that questions pertaining to today's agenda, the commissioner should address those with the harbor master prior to the meeting to clear up any questions that they may have. Marshall reports. Have you spoken with the harbor master on these issues that you have at this time, Commissioner Schmidt?
It's I don't think you need to address that question.
Because I thought we were relatively clear with the content when we were asking for last time to be included. Now, if all of those items that we were asking for are not included, then we need to talk. Those are probably ready to be talked, but I'm personally, I don't see any reason why we have to go through the whole thing again point by point, because you agreed to it last time that we would go with what we had.
Under a 3.1 of our bylaws, it states that commissioners under proper force should ask the CEO or master for background information as needed prior to board meetings.
Well, I have two relevant points that were brought up during the last meeting and are not, and one very specifically was that we must have a one-year bond, and this does not state that. So again, I would like to reiterate that we must have a one-year bond or a bond during construction. And my understanding from a Google search is that a bond is roughly 1-3% of the cost. And so if we're looking at $1 million project, it's $10,000 to $30,000, depending on their credit. But if it's just $50,000, then it's only $500 to $1,500, which should be affordable to somebody who's willing to make this kind of investment. Again, I would like to be fiscally responsible and have a bond to ensure that our assets are protected, so we don't go through it. We went through that.
I remember discussing that, but if they were willing to put the money into the property, then we would forego that bond. And I was the one that was very particular on a bond system, but if they put the money that they would put into a bond into the property, that would be the same as having a bond.
But Alex Lemus told us that as well, and it didn't happen.
So I'd like to add that this is an RFP. This is an all-encompassing the negotiations that are going to proceed. This is step one. So this isn't a final document on what we're going to negotiate. If we have somebody that's interested in these properties, and a bond can be discussed at that time. This is merely to reach out and see if we have interest in the RV parks. And a bond is absolutely on the table moving forward that we can discuss in negotiations.
I know that we talked about this, also that any proposals have to be consistent with our zoning, general plan, and coastal act limitations.
This is in there.
My other point was on page 4. CCHD may select a proposal and enter into lease negotiations at any time without further public notice. I don't think without further public notice is allowed. Isn't everything supposed to be transparent?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and that's why it's in here. It's transparent that we may enter negotiations at any time.
Without further public notice.
Transparency.
Mm-mm.
Transparency.
Without further public notice is not transparent.
I mean, but just keep in mind, it's just entering into negotiations. It's not, I mean, everything's going to come back to the board. You know, any proposed terms, it's just to kind of, if somebody calls me and, you know, wants to start, you know, making some proposals, I don't want to turn them away. Yeah, I don't want to close the door to anything. I think that's the intention, but.
Well, it says enter into a lease negotiation without.
I mean, we can maybe do some clarifying language.
I think the motion on the floor is to accept RFP as presented today. So we would have to take a vote.
You had one more second point that.
No, I had to just point. That was it.
Okay.
The bond and that.
That's what I took out of that. It would become public knowledge, and we would bring it in front of the public before anything was done, but it gives Mike the right to negotiate with somebody without coming to the board, without coming to the public, but before it would ever become part of the lease, it would be brought in front of the board and brought in front of the public.
For
complete transparency.
Our controlling document states that the board is responsible for all leases.
And negotiations are always private.
This document will not override our controlling.
Right. That's what I read it as. We aren't going to override his negotiation.
Okay, we're ready to hear the public. If there's anybody from the public who wants to make a comment on it.
I want to add one comment on top of what Rick said. I'm concerned that we have up here at this dais a harbor master who tends to favor a particular bidder and is advancing.
That's not in there.
It's not in here. The actions and behavior count as well. And I don't know that we've agreed who would be negotiating on behalf of the Harbor District. Rick just said, you can't, we don't want to take away the rights of the Harbor Master to negotiate. Are we giving the Harbor Master the authority to negotiate these contracts and make that decision?
Who else?
He's running business. He negotiates, but before the lease is done, we would have to agree with the negotiations. We can't be there every time he's negotiating for the lease. He's going to negotiate it, bring it back to the board, which we bring to the public, and then it's voted upon. And that's the way all our fees we've ever done has worked. You have a negotiator, because we can't be there to negotiate. If we don't like the negotiations, then we don't. The lease doesn't get done. You refuse the lease.
I think Dan's point, though, is that a company's already been brought to us. They want to move forward. I like their proposal, but this should be an RFP, just like a job ad or anything else, to give everyone in the public 21 days to come to us and maybe compete with them. What if they give us something better? And this proposal isn't doing that. It's saying at any time you can go into a negotiation with the first person. We've already received their proposal. So tomorrow or this afternoon.
Entities at the same time.
That is not what this says. It says that he has the first right, and once he starts negotiating, he's
that's not what I read. He's negotiating a lease for the next 21 days, and even until October 29th.
Go ahead, clarify this.
So I think the intent behind that provision is if we get some sort of extraordinary offer, and I don't think this is going to be, this may not happen. But we're trying to basically keep the full universe of options open to us. So let's say we do get some just incredible proposal. And he's like, you guys got to make a decision in 7 days or 14 days, whatever it is. We just don't want to foreclose our ability to act quickly on that. And also, maybe it'll help you feel a little bit better about my negotiations. If you keep in mind that there's going to be a scoring process that all the commissioners will participate in. So although I'm negotiating, it's really just a sort of narrow the scope of what the board's going to deal with and then bring you guys something that's a little bit cohesive to kind of work out some of the finer details. And then you guys get together and score it as commissioners. Each individual, you have your own, input, and then the consensus will, make the final decision. It's not going to be a unilateral action on my part. That makes you, feel any.
That's the way I felt it was.
That's the way I read it.
That's the way I read it.
So the scoring process that you find worked out?
I think we'd have to probably set a separate meeting to establish the criteria. That's not in this document, but that's up to the board to decide, what criteria they want to use.
Yeah, the weight to give each factor.
Sure.
That hasn't been.
It's in there to do it. We just haven't.
Not at that point.
We haven't to that point.
We have to get the RFP out.
We're just trying to get beyond the first hurdle to get the stuff out.
Mr. Chairman, can we call the question after public comment? Can we have public comment and then call the question?
Yes, we have.
Can we have public comment?
Yes. Go ahead. Who is the first one who wants to speak on that particular subject?
Hello again. I love this short meeting. I won't make it any longer than necessary. I just got this morning. Did you all just get this morning? The RFP? Yep,
the revision.
The revision, yeah.
So you saw most of it. And I thank you for the red line. That helped so much to see where the RFP, the whole thing again.
Down.
I don't know if this schedule was in there before or point I didn't notice it.
Point of order. Could we repay the audience? Or at least maybe we'll
All right, 5 seconds more. I'm a little concerned about the schedule. I mean, to require proposals due on August 29th, that's 18 days to put this out and try to find people that want to do this. My view of a RFP is that it fosters competition. And the reason for a deadline is everybody puts the proposals in. They don't know what everybody else is doing. So like the company that's been sharpening their pencil, they have to think about if you're evaluating how much revenue you're going to get, which is one of the highly weighted criteria. then the proposers don't know what the others are doing. They're going to hopefully going to try to give you a higher price. It's a bidding thing. So it's more than just asking for whether there's interest or not. These are the bases for negotiations. So you want them to put something on the table that you can work with. I was thinking this morning how I should be careful with what I say because I don't always know what I'm talking about, as I don't come to all your meetings. And I have mentioned bonds. You've agreed bonds was a good idea. I never really said what I thought that was. And what I read the attorney, their attorney said is putting up a bond for the project is a government thing, only if government's putting up the money. And what he said made sense. So you're not really looking for a bond to cover the cost of the project. My suggestion is you think about the value of a bond that covers the cost of your lost revenue. If, you know, when you sign the lease, they should be paying you lease money now. You need the money now, and they're putting $1.2 million. They can start paying you a couple thousand. And if they stop paying you, that's when the bond kicks in. You know, so a bond equal to the value of a year or two of revenue, then they can screw around for 2 years, and you still get all your money.
Right.
So that's not a $1.2 million. The cost of that bond has got to be just nothing, almost nothing. So those are my hesitations. I see you've got an extended for 21 days, but it's just, this is designed so that it will benefit a company that has already done all the research and is ready to go. It's not an RFP that it really, it's legal. I think it's legal, but it may not be the best way to get the best price. I got 4 seconds plus five. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you. Anybody else? Public comment? I don't see any, hear none. Motion's on the floor. Would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Shepherd?
Aye.
Vice Chair Niemer?
No.
Chair Weber?
Aye. The ayes have it.
There you go.
Moving on to the next point. Number three, consider and approve resolutions number 2025-8, adopting a vessel insurance policy requiring all vessels assigned a slip within the Crescent City Harbor to maintain minimum liability insurance coverage and authorizing enforcement measures to ensure compliance. I do want to run a quick introduction of what you did, or...
Yeah, I just, Commissioner Niemer was kind enough to give me her copy of her notes, and so I just integrated those notes in this document. These are traditional blue line, red line process. If there's anything that I overlooked, just let me know. We need to add in there. But I think I captured everything.
The only two word line that was missing was commercial vessels, so it said and business use, and I don't know if that was relevant for charter boats or any other thing that is not recreational, but
I think a charter boat technically falls under commercial use.
They do.
And you know, that saying that, you know, they've got a lot of liability.
Yeah.
They're extremely, I mean, they can't get permitted without big liability. I looked into that.
It was also if we considered the hotels or Airbnbs, are they recreational, commercial? They do fall under commercial. So if you just put business use,
do we have Airbnbs?
Wrap it all up. We don't.
Isn't our bylaws that we're not allowing it? Or do
you change sublease?
We have sublease, yeah.
You wouldn't sell lease, you'd be renting out. We haven't got there.
I know, but are we allowing that? I don't think we have allowed that.
We've
addressed it, but we have not allowed that.
Yeah.
It's something we were going to look into.
A tug, a sailboat school. I'm just saying it would capture anything that wasn't rented.
Sure.
That's it. But.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I don't know.
We would never have to revisit it. Hopefully not have to revisit this for a long time. Capture anything else at the vessel that's not recreational. Pilot, they're here either.
I think they have liability. They'd be staying here for example. I don't know.
To try and set this thing all possible. Yep. I think we got a good document at this point that can kind of point us in the right direction, and we can always revisit it and adjust as needed.
I appreciate your work on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had quite problems with it last meeting, but with this and doing some research with the recreational vessels, and whatnot. I think this is going to be this is going to be good.
My only question was on the resolution on the very last. It says the resolution shall become effective immediately, but on the policy it says September 1. So if we do it today versus September.
The way I interpret that is it puts the policy into effect immediately, and the policy has its own timeline here for various. And so I think we'll still accomplish by means.
It is the so the purpose is of having the policies in place, but anybody outside of the policy has to go September 1st if they're compliance, correct?
Yeah, the policy has its own, stipulations as to what the requirements are.
And actually what we gotta think about is that this policy is already in place. We already have you're required to have insurance inside the harbor. So this policy, we just changed it to where we're making it mandatory instead of paying the monthly fee.
I was just saying that Mike is clarifying on the resolution. It says immediately, and this said September 1. I was just asking for.
I think that's the policy's going to be immediate, which is we've already got one in place, and then in 21 days they have to come up. That's when they have to become compliant. And after 21 days, then they have a year, I think, to. And then there's going to be some. Something's going to happen. But then I'd be asked to leave or something.
I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a little process.
Yeah. See, it's been a process. Yeah. And it's going to be a policy tomorrow. And then after 21 days, then that's when it kicks, the policy actually kicks in. And then they have 1 year to become compliant. And then after that, we're going to have to figure out what to do. We're going to, and then they'll come to the board and we'll have our own discretion as to what we're going to do. So.
My understanding of resolutions was that it was supposed to be direct reflection of the policy, but you're saying this is includes the policy but starts immediately. Got it. Heck.
All right.
Yeah.
Any other question?
There's just one thing I want to clarify, that the secretary has the power to fix the district seal of all minutes, resolutions, and other official documents, so we can ensure that there's a signature block there.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt the Credit City Harbor vessel insurance policy as we've amended it today.
I'll second.
Resolution 2025-08.
Second.
All right. It's the time for the public to make their comments. If there's any comment,
yes.
Yeah, my comment is not anybody's problem, but my own problem. I can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is everybody obligated to have insurance, commercial, recreational, whatever?
Exactly. And it's a liability owner.
Liability owner.
Liability owner. Your vessel, all the machinery is up to you. But for liability, in case you damage something,
Okay.
So I checked and you all have it.
I thought the policy was already in place.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But we've had people that just aren't compliant. And so we're going to make it a mandatory compliance. We're good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Seeing none, hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Shepherd?
Aye.
Vice Chair Niemer?
Aye.
Chair Weber?
Aye. Great. Meeting is adjourned. Next meeting happens Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 at 2 p.m. Thank you for your attendance.